Moving on to brisk pace. Number four, please.
A resolution by Supervisor Alexander urging the state of Wisconsin to create and pass legislation placing a one-year limit on the time frame in which insurance companies and third-party payers seeking recoupment of previously paid claims may notify the service provider of such intent. At our September 2013 meeting, this item was laid over to the call of the chair.
All right. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick review of the purpose of this resolution. In our behavioral health division, we have a funding concern where insurance companies that are responsible for paying our patients' bills often come back to the county years after a bill has been paid and requests a reimbursement because they've done some sort of a calculation to determine that they overpaid or paid under a different rule than what they thought might have been applicable, etc. This causes Milwaukee County to have to take time to not only figure out if the reconciliations are appropriate and how to deal with them from a fiscal standpoint, but it also affects the reimbursements that we receive in current time periods. For example, if on a monthly basis the Behavioral Health Division is expecting about $100,000 in payments from a large insurance company for currently performed services, they might receive a $100,000 statement with a deduction of $40,000 and a check for only $60,000. And that deduction of the $40,000 will be accompanied by a letter from the insurance company explaining that they reviewed cases from, say, 2002, determined that they overpaid something at that time. The problem comes in the fact that when they do these antiquated reimbursement requests, or I should say demands, because they just pull it out of money you have coming. They're not asking for you to pay. They're forcing you to pay. It's not something that the county can legally appeal. So we get stuck paying it whether we want to or not. In current billing processes, when it's within a year of the service being performed, we have a legal right to appeal the insurance company's decision. If they overpay, underpay, don't pay, we have a certain time period to be able to appeal. When they make a payment and then wait years after the fact to make corrections, they have a unilateral advantage to take advantage of hospitals across the state, including Milwaukee County's Behavioral Health Division, and as a result, the taxpayers and the patients. What happens when our accounting system has to show these recoupment payments coming in is that we either have to pay that cost along to the taxpayers and increase expenditures of BHD, or we have to go back to the patients and collect the money. Can you imagine receiving services in 2006 and then in 2014 receiving a letter and a bill from the county stating, we know your insurance company paid us 8 years ago, but they've changed their mind, took the money back, and now we have to send you the bill. Clearly, it's problematic. There are 46 other states in the United States that have bills setting a statute of limitations of some degree, whether that be 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, so forth. And I've attached a listing of those states and their laws as an attachment to this resolution. So when we spoke in committee in the past, a few months ago, about this idea, some colleagues expressed a desire to see a draft of what would be proposed actually at the state level if we supported such a change to state law to at least create this statute of limitations, asking that insurance companies give some consideration. We do have a draft in process now that I'd like to share with you for review. It is a preliminary draft, so it is not yet in full circulation at the state level, but I do expect that it will be within the next week or two, and I'll take a moment to hand that out to you now.
Thank you.
As you can see, it's a relatively simple bill, but it would have the desired effect to protect the county as well as other hospitals and I guess patients and the public around the state from the lack of a statute of limitations. So far, we have assurances from Senator Alberta Darling, Senator Nakia Harris, Representative Evan Goyke, and Representative Dale Kuyenga, one Democrat and one Republican from both the both branches of the state legislature to support this. So I ask for your support today so that Milwaukee County can go on record with supporting this change. It's estimated that this could save the county up to $1 million a year in expenses through the Behavioral Health Division if the state statute is changed. And I'd be happy to answer questions at this time. I move approval.
So, Supervisor Alexander, you said Darling, Harris, Goyke, and Kuyenga were interested in this?
Yes, there are others that have voiced interest and that I expect to have a likelihood of supporting, but these are the four that I believe will be listed as co-sponsors.
Okay. Well, seeing no further questions, Madam Clerk, would you kindly call the roll?
Seth Gunas.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Okay.